So, Jesse, when did you start in the AFP?
Started first day in the job at AFP was 2015, and that was in Canberra. So, did 9 months at Parliament House, loved every second of it, really great environment. But then when the opportunity came up to get back to Western Australia and Exmouth, I jumped that, obviously, and I've been here for the last 2.5 years.
And how have you found the differences in the stations?
Yeah, really good. Obviously, it's a smaller station, so you start to know your fellow officers quite personally on more of a personal level than just professional. So you're spending, not only are you seeing and you're spending these people, seeing these people at work, but there's a solid chance you're going to run into them outside of work, so that's something to consider. However, the good news is that it's probably the only, and I've worked at a lot of stations in Canberra, ACT, and even in Perth, and I hand on heart say that this station has the best, I suppose, synergy amongst fellow officers when it comes to that station team cohesion. So, yeah, look, there's...
Do you think that's got a bit to do with it being a bit smaller?
Yeah, I think you, being a small station, you're more of a unit. You look out for each other, and that goes for outside of work hours as well. Obviously, you're always making sure that the guy and the girl next to you is happy outside of work, and you know if they're not travelling that well, because you actually spend a lot more time with them. You get to know them. You get to know their personality. So you know if they're not having a normal day in your idea, you're going to ask questions. Are you okay? How you going? How you travelling? So. Yeah, we look out for each other up here, and I think that's a good point.
You're saying it's a smaller station with numbers, but as far as the size of the area you guys cover and look after, it's pretty large.
Huge. Yeah, huge. Massive. We've pretty much got, I don't know how far, well, let's put it this way. We travel probably a good, in one direction, maybe 9 k's, so that's just on one straight road, and then obviously we've got all the north end of the Cape to cover as well. The whole time you're pretty much in ocean views,
so it's not the worst place to look out for.
Absolutely not. You know, like I said, I've worked in Canberra when we go out on mobile patrol, and you know you're turning a corner every 50 metres and you're seeing traffic and whatever else happening around you. We can drive, you know, 5 or 10 minutes straight and you know, just see the wildlife and emus and lizards, and you know, we get the snakes as well and up the pythons and stuff like that. So yeah, look, if you're into your wildlife as well, it's
gotta be careful probably in the summer with the snakes.
Yeah, you do. It's something to be aware of, but
Who's the station snake catcher? Have you got one of them?
Yeah, well, we actually share our station with the fireys, luckily enough.
Okay.
And
get to know those guys pretty well?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, yeah, we work really closely with the fire station. And yeah, luckily enough, they've got 2 snake catchers on hand. If we ever have an issue, we just call them. But, you know, we don't get them at the station, which is good. Touch wood.
Have any of the fireys come across? Have you known that to happen, come across the AFP since you're so close together, I guess?
Outside of work, you mean, or inside
of work? Oh, I know, just come from Fireys to the AFP for work.
No, we're not. Oh, I mean, yeah, we're there. We work with them on a daily basis, so we're always communicating and working together in that regard. And I know that a lot of guys outside of work too, they also socialise on a social level and get to the fishing and the barbecuing and stuff like that. So, yeah, they're really happy and friendly bunch to work with as well. So,
it's good to hear.
Yeah, it's good. It's solid. Like I said, you got that station synergy, which doesn't just go as far as the AFP walls. It definitely extends past that, and you know, you're working with your stakeholders, and you know, you're seeing them at IGA and at the boat ramp and outside of work as well. So. It is a really close-knit team, and that's also including the outside provider, service providers as well. Yeah.
Oh, it's good to hear.
Yeah. I think it's a good thing. It's something that you don't get in the cities.
Yep.
You sort of get tunnel vision and put your blinkers on and don't really want to socialise with a lot of other people outside of work.
That's because you're too busy going through traffic, you know.
Yeah, well, that's right. We don't have that problem.
You don't have it.
We don't have. I think we've got maybe two. I think there's 2 stop signs in Exmouth, I think. No roundabouts. No, we're pretty happy out here. It's a great station.
Maybe that should be the poster. Exmouth, we've got 2 stop signs.
2 stop signs, but a heck load of flies.
Got to take the good with the bad.
Yeah, well, that's right, like anywhere, I suppose. Yeah.
Someone new coming, they're fresh off the course. They're coming to Exmouth. They've never been before. But what would you say to them?
I would say, welcome to the best station in Australia.
There you go.
It's like I said before, with extending your hand to all your officers, we really do put our arms around all our new recruits and make sure that they're happy and they're travelling well. Try to gauge where they're at and where they want to get to, and help them in that regard as well, professionally speaking. You know, if you don't want to be in Exmouth, you've made a mistake, or you've been sent here and you don't like it, then we will endeavour to help you move on if that's the way you want to go. If you want to go laterally to policing, we will help you get to courses. And yeah, look, it's certainly a very very sort of
accommodating.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, that's the word I'm looking for.
Yeah.
We look after because there's no one else. You know, you can be a lonely place if you come up here by yourself and you don't like it. But we make sure, as officers, I think it's our responsibility to make sure that especially the new recruits are taken care of and are sweet at the end of the day, basically.